Well, welcome back, listeners, to Faith in Action, a locally produced program here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And you are joined by Ann Reed, Joanne Fox, and Lisa Niebuhr. And it's a threefer this hour.
It's the trifecta.
I love it. And speaking of a trifecta, as we were talking before we went into break, Deacon Fred and Beth Karpuk are going to be talking about remembering the church. And the day they called us and said they wanted to visit and have a program on Faith in Action, we had a young lady stop by who was flipping the dial, reaching out to Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and came in and said, I have not been as actively involved in the church, and I want to get back, and I have got some different things going on in my life, and I am needing to bring the Blessed Virgin Mary not only into my life, but into my family's life. And what it was just like that trifecta of she drove by, or she flipped on the radio, she drove by, she walked in, Deacon Fred and Beth came in, and so they're going to give you that update on remembering church. And so that wraps up day one of our Spring Pledge Drive on Tuesday.
And then we go to day two, where we have even more excitement. Our good buddy Steve Splunskowski is going to come in, and he's going to be the host. And also, two of my favorite deacons, the Brockhaus boys, Dennis and Pat, are going to come in, and they're going to host as well. And I've talked about this before. It's this small world story of the name didn't resonate with me, you know, when the guys were ordained. And then I mentioned it to my brother-in-law, Jay Fox, and he said, well, don't you remember how close, you know, me and Pat Brockhaus were growing up? And then and then Jamie Sitzman, he said, and then the memories just washed over me. So it was like, wow, talk about full circle of, because, you know, Jay's not a young man anymore, neither is Pat or Dennis. And to have that memory come back of, oh, yes, I remember how close these boys were, is just delightful. And so Steve and the Brockhaus deacons are going to be the hosts for that day. And then right out of the chute,
we have Shanna Muggenberger. Mm-hmm. Some of you might remember Shanna was our first person in the fall to share why she listened to Siouxland Catholic Radio. She is a Tillman Scholar, a Mercy One Surgery Department manager. Her son is one of our winners for our art festival and lives down in Hornick and belongs to Modern Day Parish with the Deacon Brockhauses. So she kicks off things. And then, ladies and gentlemen, more fun is planned with the Deacon Joe Twidwell as well as the Deacon Brockhaus boys.
Yeah, there's nothing like those three together. If you missed the interview that Dennis, Pat, and Joe did, it's right up there, YouTube worthy. You can go to our website and SiouxlandCatholicRadio.com and click on that. It's a delightful. And then good buddy Amy Jones, she comes over from Catholic Charities, and you know, always Amy is just a delight. Both Amy's at Catholic Charities are just a delight. So we're real pleased to have Amy Jones. And then that same day, of course, again, I said in the last segment, we have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. So the Blessed Sacrament will be exposed at 8 a.m. and then reposed at 5 p.m. We certainly would love it if you could come and spend some time with our Lord in our chapel. We love it. Father Mark Stoll is coming off the bench again. He is not going to host, but he is going to celebrate Mass for us. And that is at about 11:30-ish. 11-ish. Okay, just come down, you know. And then just before Mass, though, we've got a couple of other good buddies that are coming in.
Ladies and gentlemen, many of you know Alice Sentience, who is originally a Luch from the Remsen area. She and her daughter, Julie, who is on our board, are going to be joining us, and they're going to talk about their involvement in the church as well as their involvement in Trinity Heights and, of course, the Divine Mercy Sunday coming up. And then, ladies and gentlemen, at 3 o'clock, it is the live Divine Mercy Chaplet being sung. And then you have the opportunity to hear Fred and Kara here at 3 o'clock, along with Father Brad Pelzel from Modern Day Parish during the 3 o'clock hour. And then Joanne, one of your friends from Siouxland, who's been with you in Arizona, is going to be our guest during the 4 o'clock hour.
Yes, as you know, listeners, this show pretty much is all about me, and I keep bringing all my friends on because they owe me after all these years in the field of journalism. And Verna Welty, who I believe had every kind of job at Marion. Well, actually, I think she started out maybe at even St. Joe, St. Vincent, and then Marion or whatever it was called then, and Mercy, and now Mercy Siouxland 1 or whatever. Verna is just a delight, and so I strong-armed her into coming in. Yes, I did see her in Arizona. She has a house. She snowbirds like we do down there, and I said, you need to come on the show with me. She said, what will we talk about? I said, oh, we'll just talk about our experiences in the Siouxland community over the years. She said, I can do that. I said, terrific. Come on down, do that. So I'm actually the host that afternoon, and I'm really looking forward to it. And you know, and just want to give a shout out. Fred Schellebarger and Kara Cardell have done an astonishing job with their podcast, Draw Near. And God bless them for doing that. I think it fills a void for younger people who maybe are asking themselves, what am I doing with my faith? And they really have done an outstanding job. And we are so grateful that they saw value in collaborating with us. And then the end of the day, a couple of our new favorite people, Lisa, Jennifer, and Dan Elliott and their family.
Many of you saw and worked with Dan Elliott when Siouxland Catholic Radio was down at the Benson Building, and they have been great friends and supporters of the station. And so at the Knights of Columbus breakfast earlier this Lent, they said, what can we do? And so thanks to the Elliotts and their friends for making the grounds here at St. Boniface beautiful for Holy Week. And then they are going to wrap up and share their story as to why they have been involved and why Siouxland Catholic Radio was more than just a neighborly relationship, but how it's changed their life and how Jennifer, in her law enforcement career, uses her faith to be able to minister and to serve individuals. So that wraps up day two of our pledge drive.
And that takes us right into day three. My gosh. And right out of the chute at 7 a.m., I didn't know he got up so early, is my longtime buddy Chris McGowan, who is with the Siouxland Chamber. He always has wonderful stuff to talk about. I'd be real curious about the decommissioning of the USS Sioux City, because he was so involved with that. And you know darn well he's got news on that. And then that's followed by another really close friend. She has come down I don't know how many years and done these pledge drives from Lamar's, Marianne Ruther. Absolute joy. Steve Swanskowski is again the host with the Brockhouse brothers for the morning. And again, we will have the Blessed Sacrament exposed starting at 8 a.m. and then reposed at 5 p.m. And one of my favorite people at 9 o'clock, Luann Bertrand.
And ladies and gentlemen, what a wonderful opportunity for Luann Bertrand with the Bargain Center and, of course, the Cathedral Parish to be able to come down and to share her story and update and to share how her faith has helped her get through the calling of her husband to eternal life. So we are very humbled. She's been such a joy to have in our Bible study, and we are delighted to have her come back. And then Joanne, you have a very special friend whom you called in a few favors, and he is going to join us Thursday at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, Father Mike Erpelding, who, when I was the editor of the Catholic Globe newspaper, now the Lumen, was in the tribunal, and the tribunal's offices were in the top level of the building the paper was in. And he would come in, you know, and just a delight, absolute joy. Of course, now he's the pastor down at Onawa Salix and who knows who else down there. And he said, yeah, I suppose I could come in and be on the radio. So I get to interview him. And then that's followed by a break. Again, we have lunch, and this is a real joy, and I've really gotten a joy out of meeting Father Mike Keating, who is over at St. Michael's Parish in South Sioux City, Nebraska. And it speaks to, you know, sure, we cover the Diocese of Sioux City, but we also cover Northeast Nebraska and Southeast South Dakota. And so to have support from those areas is just critical. And then we take the break in the afternoon. And Lisa, who do we have coming back in the afternoon?
Right after our live Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 o'clock, we are really excited. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little biased because I'm a Kingsley girl. It is humbling to have Deacon Jamie and Barb Sitzman join us. As you know, the Sitzman family has run FNS Repair, but did you realize that Deacon Jamie is also the Grand Knight of the St. Michael's Knights of Columbus, that Barb, who's been in Faith Formation, the Catholic Ladies Guild, etc., I mean, two people who have really been integral and their families in the West Fork Catholic community, the St. Michael's Parish, and so we are so excited to have them come and join us. And then, ladies and gentlemen, one gentleman that just kind of has blown me out of the water from 4 to 4:55 p.m. is Dave Padani. Dave belongs to St. Anne's Parish in Dixon, and he is the district deputy for the Knights of Columbus No. 15 Council and serving over that area. Dave works for Smithfield Foods, grew up around here, works on the family farm, was gone, and it's been fun to hear his story as to what he tunes in, why he listens, and when he and his wife moved away, how important the church was in having that community. And everybody in Northeast Nebraska knows Dave Padani, and so what a great honor for us, before we go into our festival winners, to wrap up with these phenomenal people. So we invite you to tune in and to hear their stories and to learn more about how their faith has been shaped by Siouxland Catholic Radio.
Yes, listeners, we are so pumped for our pledge drive. We hope you would have the time to come and visit us. We understand if you don't, we would ask that you put your dial on channel 88.1 FM and give us a call. I mean, we have operators standing by. We have the best volunteers. And I can, right now, if you've got a pen and paper, tell you that that toll-free number is 855-875-5342. And we'll say that, of course, repeatedly over those next 3 days. So, listeners, again, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules and listening to Faith in Action. It's been a joy this coming back from Arizona and getting back into the fold again. So, on behalf of Lisa Niebuhr and Ann Reed, I want to again thank you for listening. And remember that, you know, faith in action, it's good, right?
Yep.
Right. All right. God bless. Stay tuned.